The international teams of scientists working on SARS in China have focused on finding out how many people have the disease and also on trying to track down its source. Relatives of the coronavirus that causes SARS are found in many animals, so some researchers in southern China are looking for the first animal-to-human contact. But, as NPR's Richard Knox reports, finding the link between animal and human diseases often stymies researchers.
While much of the world is preoccupied with SARS, Western Europe is troubled by a different virus that suddenly jumped from chickens to humans. Arnon Shimshoni is an Israeli veterinarian. He's been monitoring an outbreak of avian flu in Holland for ProMed, a web-based network on infectious diseases.
The very fact that the virus can infect humans, and these people might be, on the same time, be infected by a human influenza virus type, may create the conditions for recombination, a mixing of the two viruses. And this might become a very malignant virus.
And perhaps cause the next big flu pandemic. Dutch health officials were alarmed when a 57-year-old veterinarian died of the bird flu, which had caused only mild disease in about 90 others. They ordered the slaughter of 25 million chickens and turkeys, and this week launched an unpopular campaign to kill pet birds that might harbor the virus. The Dutch epidemic, and many think SARS as well, represent a stubborn problem in this interconnected world. Animal viruses sometimes change their stripes to become human threats. Dr. Marion Evans thinks that's probably what happened with SARS, and he may be in the best position to know. He's in China's Guangdong province right now, investigating the origins of SARS for the World Health Organization. Evans says it's a crucial question.
Unless we find out where it comes from, then even if we succeed in eliminating it now, it's only going to come back.
The Dutch avian flu episode is a mirror image of SARS. In Holland, they know where the virus is coming from. They're trying to head it off before it becomes a significant human disease. With SARS, researchers don't have a clue where the human virus came from.
Going in blind without any clues, it's a bit like looking for a needle in a haystack. There are a vast number of possible sources, particularly in an area like this in China, where actually they eat virtually anything.
But some think SARS didn't come from an animal at all. The first recognized case last November was a man who Evans says had no known contact with animals. One theory is that SARS represents a kind of viral lightning strike, a one-of-a-kind mutation that turned a common cold virus into a lethal pneumonia virus. But Evans says one thing strongly argues against this theory. 6 months ago, SARS suddenly showed up in a half dozen large cities in Guangdong.
It seems to have popped up separately several different places at around about the same time, rather than it having been transmitted from person to person, as has been the pattern later on in the epidemic.
It's possible there were contacts among people in these scattered cities. Or maybe SARS was imported from rural areas of Guangdong, where it was unnoticed.
Or that there is some sort of environmental reservoir, that these people are catching this from some source in the environment, probably an animal source.
But how to find that animal source? Sam Telford of Tufts University would start with the tried-and-true shotgun approach.
You just go out and you survey everything that lives and crawls and breathes and take blood samples and tissue samples and bring them back to the laboratory and try to cultivate viruses from them. And then you'd be looking for genetic sequences that are very, very similar to the coronavirus that we have from humans.
These days, scientists are very fast at these massive genetic comparisons. But you can't catch a virus unless it's still around.
For all we know, this virus was transmitted in an epidemic, or what we call an epizootic, in animals months ago.
If the SARS virus has disappeared into the mists, researchers will have to rely on finding animals with antibodies to the virus. It's like tracking a criminal through his fingerprints rather than catching him in the act. And Evans, the WHO disease sleuth, feels the clock ticking.
As time goes on, the more and more difficult it becomes. In that sense, it's just like detective work. The trail is going cold.
And while Chinese officials at the highest levels vow to do everything to stop SARS, Evan still feels resistance at the provincial level. There's not much enthusiasm, he says, for tracking SARS if the trail might lead to an economically important animal like chickens. Richard Knox, NPR News.